B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
What is the number one thing you wouldn't want your kid to either wear or bring to school? Like, you're not leaving the house like this. You're not going to show up like this.
Well, and that's got to be the hardest part of being a parent, is letting your kid be independent and creative. But also, you got to remind them, you got to follow some social normal rules here. You can't just show up in whatever you want, carrying whatever you want. And, you know, Kylie Jenner, she might be a billionaire, but she's just like us. She posted a video about her three-year-old daughter, Stormy, going into like a preschool-type situation. And they were arguing over what Stormy was going to wear. And the little girl's like, I want to wear this, mommy. And she's like, well, you know, you can't go to school in a swimsuit and cowboy boots. I
mean, they call it micro fashion.
Yeah, my daughter's 9. We still go through this every night.
Yeah. 404-741-0985. It's either the outfit or maybe something they bring in that they think is going to be a great item for, you know, show and tell. What have you got there for us, Mandy in Hampton?
My son was in kindergarten, and I had just had a baby, so he decided to bring in to his friend pamphlets about breastfeeding.
Well, school is about education now. So kids headed back to school with what? Number one thing you don't want your kid to either wear or bring to school. This is the time of year where it's like the boundaries between home and school are a little fuzzy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe it was last year. You remember the little kindergartner who brought his mom's like pre-mixed margaritas?
Yeah.
And for like, you know, snack time and then nappy time.
404-741-0985. You could also post on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Ann Middleton said her daughter tried to take a tree frog to school in her boot, and that didn't turn out very well. And Stacy Purdy's child tried to smuggle their dog into school.
The dog.
The dog.
You know, the little Woody character? There's a snake in my boot. There's a toad in my boot.
Steffi and Lilburn, Drex, you're going to love what her son brought to school.
Actually, this was a few years ago. He's a fifth grader now, but when he was in kindergarten, I'm not sure where he saw this because his father never used a briefcase, but he demanded, instead of a backpack, that he wanted to bring a briefcase to school, and so that's what he used.
A little kindergartner bringing a briefcase.
So you actually bought him a briefcase and he uses it?
Yes, we brought it. It was a soft one. It was not a hard case briefcase, but it was a soft briefcase, and he used it almost his entire kindergarten year.
Be funny if you bought like one of those metal briefcases and then handcuffed him to it.
Yeah, a little deal or no deal.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you run into the issue because, you know, bullying's real. It happens. Mm-hmm. You see a kid with a briefcase and maybe he gets picked on. I don't know if that's an issue.
Not at all. In fact, I think his teacher sort of, you know, lived it up. She just thought it was hilarious. And, you know, she found him to be very unique and independent. Both of my children are incredibly independent.
Yeah. Nice.
Get a little respect for the briefcase, right?
Yeah, and it's like, you're not going to take my lunch money. How about I take your lunch money and invest it?
It's back to school week this week and next. Looking for the most shocking thing a kid tried to bring at school. And we're at the part of the mountain where there's oxygen tanks. Like, we're near the summit. This is crazy. Talking to some teachers about what their students brought in. Pam in Atlanta.
I'm a teacher, and I had a third grade student bring in to show and tell. He was very excited. His mom had just had a baby, and he was very excited that he brought a piece of the umbilical cord in a Ziploc bag.
No, no, no.
Oh, my. Did you talk to his parents about this, or did you just...
Actually, I did. I did have a phone call, and I said, you know, quite interesting. I'm not sure that you know if he brought the piece of umbilical cord. And she was like, oh, yeah, we encouraged him to bring it. He was excited about his baby sister.
What?
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Dude.
And then when they were picking out classes for next year, you gave that kid to the teacher you don't like in fourth grade.
Totally.
Thank you so much, Pam. Christine in Ackworth, looking for the most shocking thing a kid tried to bring into school.
One time I had a second grade boy bring in what he thought was hand sanitizer, but it was not hand sanitizer. It was something obviously he got from his parents.
Okay. Similar so texture.
You'd find it in maybe the family planning section of the pharmacy.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't quite evaporate like the hand sanitizer does.
No, I don't know
anything about it. Really, tell us more, Kara.
Mrs. Smith, why does my book keep slipping out of my hands?
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Morning, Brittany in Athens.
Hello, I'm here with my nephew, Gavin.
All right. What are you guys doing? Where are you headed?
To school. I teach and he goes, so.
All right. Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
You want to do the honors, Gavin? Goodbye, Kara.
See you, Brittany and Kevin. Good luck.
All right. Kara will step out. We'll ask you these five trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, $100 for, I guess, school supplies. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Katy Perry threw out pizza slices during a nightclub appearance in Vegas over the weekend. What country did pizza come from? Where was it invented?
Italy.
Number two, Braves locked down Austin Riley yesterday with a 10-year, $212 million deal. True or false, Austin appeared in his first All-Star game last month.
True.
Number three, Reese Witherspoon says the Top Gun sequel has inspired her for the upcoming Legally Blonde 3. What's her character's name in those movies?
Elwood.
Number four, youngest Jonas brother Frankie says his brother, the one that's married to Sophie Turner, is the, quote, party brother. Who's that?
Joe Jonas.
Number five, Elle King and Dierks Bentley will team up to host the CMA Fest tomorrow night. Be on Channel 2. Do you know who Elle King's famous dad is?
Stephen King? I don't know.
All right, bringing Kara back in.
Okay.
Brittany and Gavin did well this morning.
All right, ready, Kara, for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, Katy Perry threw out pizza slices during a nightclub appearance in Las Vegas over the weekend. That sounds messy. What country did pizza come from?
Italy.
Sounds delicious. That's what Brittany and Gavin said, 1-1.
Number two, Braves locked down Austin Riley yesterday with a 10-year, $212 million deal. True or false, Austin appeared in his first All-Star game last month.
True?
It is true. That's what Brittany and Gavin said, 2-2.
Number three, Reese Witherspoon says the Top Gun sequels inspired her for the upcoming Legally Blonde 3. What's her character's name in those movies?
Elle Woods.
Yeah, that's what Brittany and Gavin said. We're knotted up at three.
Number four, Frankie Jonas, talking smack, says the brother that's married to Sophie Turner is, quote, the party brother. Who's that?
Joe Jonas.
That's what Brittany and Gavin said as well. We're knotted up at four.
Finally, number five, Elle King and Dierks Bentley will team up to host the CMA Fest tomorrow night on Channel 2. Do you know who Elle King's famous dad is?
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, but I mean, you said Stephen King. That was a good guess, for sure. Same last name. All right, final score, 5-4. Brittany and Gavin in Athens. Are y'all smarter than Kara?
No.
All right, Kara, new record, 1,338 wins, 42 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Brittany and Gavin.
It's okay.
No cash, but you get a $100 gift card to Spa Sedell. Don't miss our August sale, the best price of the year, now open in Alpharetta. And I was thinking, Gavin probably needs a little Botox at this stage. Right? Have a great time at school, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much.
We play every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up to play in advance. Just go to taddrexandkara.com.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 7:23. Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. Hot, humid, few storms in a couple of spots this afternoon with a high of 91. 74 in Midtown. Braves host the Phillies tonight at Truist. What else is going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what's going to be obviously missing from our holidays this year in just a moment, but look out if you're passing any schools in Gwinnett County, especially Central Gwinnett High School. After doing a pretty extensive traffic study, police say nearly everyone who drives by is going way too fast. So they've installed some of those brand new fancy speed zone cameras to send you a sweet little reminder in the form of a ticket that'll come straight to your mailbox. Now, for the first month, you'll get a little break and just get a warning. But after that, get ready to pay up. And this isn't just during school hours either. It's before and after school.
Listen, just try to you know, you see the sign that says school, you slow down.
Pump
right?
the brakes.
Are you saying just try and be a better person? It's tough.
We've got a vampire slayer in town. Did you guys hear about this?
What?
Sarah Michelle Gellar, who famously played Buffy, was spotted last week checking out the Illuminarium's new space exposition. She was with her daughter and some friends, geeking out and having a good time.
Nice.
But she's not just here to have some fun. She's actually been added to the cast of the new Teen Wolf spinoff called Wolfpack that's filming here in Atlanta. Our celebrity insider A. Wood had a cool casting for this not too long ago. So make sure you're listening on Friday mornings. Maybe she'll have a couple more opportunities for you to get on set with Sarah.
I remember that casting call because she was like, we're looking for hairy people. I thought, this is wrong.
Well, and I think they were shooting at the old Brave Stadium, Georgia State Stadium now over the weekend because we were in the Uber coming back from the airport and we had to route around because of traffic and we're driving by and we're like, boy, it's Georgia State's having a football game. What's going on? We look in and we're like, wow, it's packed in there. Then we start looking longer and no one's moving.
Mm.
Like, what's going on? They had put cardboard cutouts in 35,000 spaces to look like the stadium was full. It was crazy.
Plus a pack of wolves running around the diamond.
Yeah, right?
Now, Halloween and Christmas may be a little less sweet this year. Hershey's executives are saying there could be a major candy shortage headed our way. I guess they began production for Halloween back in the spring, but they've been having some trouble getting the raw ingredients they need to make some of our favorite treats. Now, they say the main issues are the war in Ukraine and the shipping backlog we've been facing for the past year, but they need to, like, get with it because Mars is a big candy supplier,
right,
too, and they haven't said there's going to be a candy shortage.
Well, this just means one thing. Come Halloween, look forward to the homemade baggies full of I don't know what that is and lint.
Oh, or last year's Halloween candy that's looking a little yank.
Gotta tell you about the Great Big Give Back.
Yeah, that's where the three of us go out and volunteer at a local nonprofit or charitable organization that has been nominated by you guys.
Right.
We'll volunteer for the day. And then at the end of the year, one of the places that we get to go visit will actually pick up a $5,000 donation from Moe's Southwest Grill.
Wow.
So cool. And this month's winner is Camp Sunshine. We talked to Meredith Allison from Camp Sunshine to kind of find out what they're all about.
Yeah, so Camp Sunshine is an organization supporting children with cancer and their entire families. Our flagship program is summer camp.
You not only worked there, but you were a client. You were a camper.
I was, yes. I was for 12 years growing up. My whole summer, my whole life revolved around Camp Sunshine, which seems funny because it's only, you know, 12 weeks of my life, really. But it had such a large impact on me as a kid that I now work there full time.
Camp is so cool because it follows you throughout the entire year and then throughout your entire life. I mean,
absolutely.
My daughter just got back and she's all like, she's got the countdown. When do we go next year?
Don't you also?
Oh, it's not going to lie. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
When your kid's at camp, it's so sweet. Lay on the couch and watch TV.
Oh. Drex didn't wear pants for a full month.
Not wearing them now. Again, a big shout out to our friends at Moe's. Not only are they going to give one of the charities nominated this year a $5,000 grant, but they're hooking all of our charities up with lunch. Which I would argue is better than the
$5,000. I mean, so you could sign up for the Great Big Give Back if you want to give your organization a shot at the $5,000 and the free lunch. Just go to b985.com. And for more on Camp Sunshine and how to help them out, just check out our Instagram, b985fm.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Matt, your fiance left you at the altar. Do I have this correct?
Yeah, it's been a pretty tough 3 days.
You're telling me.
About 3 days ago,
oh
we were supposed
gosh.
To get married. I haven't heard from her since.
What happened, Matt?
My grandmother, she's in her 90s. She's pretty old, isn't good help. And I got a bad feeling when she cornered me right before the wedding. She just wanted to talk to Nina and see her in her bridal suite, all dressed up, and give her some good advice about how to have a long, happy marriage.
Oh, that's sweet.
And
did you
want
to stop this from happening? You sounded like you were reluctant to send your grandma there. This is on your wedding day. Like,
yeah,
she's
she's old. She's kind of stuck in her ways, old and southern. She just speaks her mind, you know. And
what was the fear that grandma was going to say, Matt?
Well, I knew this with everything, and that Nina has, you know, put on a few pounds and really stressed with the winning, and she was having a hard time fitting her dress, and I just knew that grandma would see her and say something awful or call her fat or something.
Oh, gosh.
Really? Would grandma do that?
Nobody wants to hear
that. Yeah, she's kind of that kind of southerner.
Listen, when you get in your 90s, you just say what comes to mind. You don't
care. I guess
so.
Yeah.
That's a southern thing, I would think, like, to be rude like that?
I don't know. I think it's an old person
It's
thing?
An old thing. Sorry, Matt, continue.
So, you know, I told her, come on, grandma, this wasn't anything negative, kind of coached her on it. But with about 5 minutes of grandma going in to see Nina, Nina just came running down the stairs with her wedding dress in her hands, tears in her eyes, and drove off with her maid of honor.
Oh, God.
Nobody's been able to get in touch. Have you tried to get in touch with any of Nina's family, her mom, anybody in Nina's side of the family,
yeah.
Friends, anybody?
I've tried everything, and we're supposed to leave for a honeymoon this afternoon, and I just love your help maybe in asking her forgiveness for whatever grandma said or did and see if we can move on. I mean, I love her so much. This is just kind of heartbreaking for me.
This is a lot. Okay. Yeah. Sit tight. We're going to try to get Nina on the phone, try to help you get some forgiveness, and hopefully we get you guys back at the altar. That's the ultimate goal here.
Oh, that would be amazing. Thank you, guys.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Matt tried to keep his grandma out of the bridal suite on his wedding day, and that was probably wise because moments after grandma went in, the bride came running out with her wedding dress and hasn't been heard from since. Matt, why don't you lay low for a couple of minutes? We're going to get Nina, your bride, on the phone.
Hello?
Nina. This
Hi.
Is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you? We heard you had a very rough weekend.
That's one way to put it. My head is still spinning from everything that happened.
Yeah, we understand that you bailed on your wedding. Everybody's talking about this.
I did. Now everyone's mad at me. It just got to be too much with the stress of the wedding and the hormones.
Hormones?
Yeah, no one knows. Well, no one except for Matt's grandma. She called me out the minute she saw me.
Called you out for what?
Well, hold on. Hold
I don't
on.
Know what is going what? On here.
You don't? We should bring Matt on before we say anything else.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nina, Matt is on the phone with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget.
What's going on? Are you sick?
I'm not sick. I'm just embarrassed, Matt. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be. No one's mad at you. Whatever's going on with you, we will get through this together. I just want to know what's going on.
Matt, are you not putting two and two together? Tad, you look like you're confused, too.
Yeah.
What?
Am I the
really,
only one?
You guys?
Yeah, Kara, you...
Oh, my gosh.
I have to tell you something. I was holding it in, but I'm pregnant.
Wait, you're pregnant? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fantastic news. Wait, I'm so happy. I didn't understand. Why?
When your grandma, she came in the bridal suite, she started telling me about, you know, the secret to a long-lasting marriage is not to worry about the little stuff. And then she said that, you know, we need to enjoy ourselves before having children. And then she really said, but may I add, obviously, that's not going to happen.
So grandma knew you were pregnant, Nina?
She called you right out.
How does she even know?
I guess she could tell with the weight I've been gaining, and I could barely fit into my dress. I was trying to keep it a secret until after.
Matt, you're hearing all this from Nina, and she walked out, left you at the altar. Are you mad at her?
I'm just overjoyed. I'm happy, and I don't know, maybe we could still go to Turks and Caicos, and it could help you feel better, and we could still celebrate us.
You really want me to be there with the morning sickness?
Oh, of course, babe. This is exciting. I love you. I want to be together and start a family.
This is beautiful. What I'm hearing right here is beautiful. Nina, you were going to bail on the wedding because you were so embarrassed, and Matt is so overjoyed. I don't even think I need to ask the question, but all is forgiven, and you guys got to get packing because your flight leaves this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm so sorry, babe.
Who cares?
Oh, don't
Go
be sorry.
To City
don't
Hall.
Be sorry. We'll make it all right.
Whatever. whatever, go to Turks and Caicos and get married on the beach, have a great time,
like,
and kiss
idea.
And be in love.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, coming up tomorrow, before you invite someone back to your place for a nightcap, you might want to make sure you remove things that'll send your date running for the hills.
Oh.
That's tomorrow morning on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.